And the Lord appeared to Abram and promised him a son by his wife Sarai. Moreover, the Lord changed Abram's name to Abraham, and his wife's name he changed to Sarah. And Sarah conceived and bare a son.
Oh, what a noise. What a lot of noise for such a little one. What's the matter? You can't be hungry. Oh, so you want to hold my thumb. Well, there you are. Hold it as long as you want.
Well, what are you two doing?
He's squeezing my thumb. You should feel how strong he is. Just look at those strong little hands of his.
Well, I'm glad we named him Isaac. He's certainly living up to the meaning of the name, laughter.
And to think that I am a father in my old age, me.
Oh, Abraham, I'm so proud and happy.
What about me? 100 years old. Isn't every man who can become a father when he's 100?
And little Isaac grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. Abraham had invited all of his friends and neighbors, and how they enjoyed the celebration. But there were two guests in whom the occasion aroused nothing but bitterness. Hagar and her son Ishmael, now a lad of 16.
Listen to them laugh, Mother.
It's enough to turn my stomach. Did your father give a feast for you? He certainly didn't. Did his friends and neighbors fuss over you like they're doing over Isaac? No.
Just look at the presents they brought him.
And things were going so well. There you were, all set to become Abraham's heir. You would have been rich. You would have had an easy life. And me, too, as your mother. I would have enjoyed the respect of all and been comfortable in my old age.
Instead, along comes little Isaac and we're out in the cold.
I could strangle him.
Oh, not so loud. Someone will hear us.
I don't care. Let them hear. Oh, just look at that baby. Puny little thing as compared to you when you were a baby. Well, maybe we'll be lucky. Maybe he won't live long. Then everything will be the same as before.
We can hope so.
And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking.
Abraham, you must send Ishmael and Hagar away at once. Their hearts are full of evil because of Isaac. Isaac is your true son, Abraham, and heir. Ishmael shall have no part of my son's inheritance.
Oh, but Sarah, to send them away would be unjust. After all, Ishmael is my son, too.
Then do it for my sake, Abraham. If you love me, you must send them away.
And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son Ishmael. He prayed to God for guidance, and God said unto him,
Let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of Hagar. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice. For in Isaac shall thy seed be called, and also of Ishmael, the son of Hagar, will I make a nation, because he is thy seed.
And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread and a bottle of water, and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed, wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba.
Oh, give me another drink of water, Mother.
Go easy now. There's only a little left.
Water, Mother. Give me some more water.
There isn't any more.
Oh, there must be. Please, give me some.
Oh, I wish I could. All the water's gone.
Water, Mother. Water. Water!
There isn't any. It's all gone.
At length, Ishmael could go on no longer and collapsed. Hagar dragged him into the shade of a desert shrub and sat down herself some distance away, not wanting to see the boy die. And God heard the groans of the boy and his mother's weeping, and the angel of the Lord called to Hagar out of heaven.
What aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation.
And God opened Hagar's eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave Ishmael to drink. Thus God saved the life of Hagar and Ishmael, her son, and he grew up to be a strong young man who earned his livelihood as a hunter. In due time, Ishmael married an Egyptian and became the father of the Arab people.